জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে, রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে। জয় গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, জয় গোপী জনবল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, যশোদ নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যশোদ নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীর বনচারিয়া, যমুনা তীর বনচারিয়া, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারে, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। শ্রী শুক উবাচ, ব্রীষিণাম প্রবরো মন্ত্রী কৃষ্ণস্য দয়িতা সখা, শিষ্যো বৃহস্পতে সাক্ষাৎ উদ্ধব বুদ্ধি সত্তমঃ। শিশুকুবাচ, ব্রীষিণাম প্রবরো মন্ত্রী কৃষ্ণস্য দয়িতা সখা, শিষ্যো বৃহস্পতে সাক্ষাৎ উদ্ধব বুদ্ধি সত্তমঃ। শিশুক উবাচ, ঋষিণাম প্রবরো মন্ত্রী কৃষ্ণস্য দয়িতা সখা, শিষ্যো বৃহস্পতে সাক্ষাৎ উদ্ধব বুদ্ধি সত্তমঃ। শ্রীশুক উবাচ, Shukadev Goswami said, Brishinam, the Brishnis, of the Brishnis, Pravara, the best, Mantri, advisor, Krishnasya, of Krishna, Dayita, beloved, Saka, friend, Shishya, disciple, Brihaspati, of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, Sakshad, directly, Uddhava, Buddhi, having intelligence, Sattama, of the highest quality. Shukadev Goswami said, the supremely intelligent Uddhava was the best counselor of the Brishni dynasty, a beloved friend of Lord Sri Krishna, and a direct disciple of Brihaspati. Purport. The Acharyas give various reasons why Lord Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. The Lord had promised the residents of Vrindavan, I shall return. Also in the previous chapter, Lord Krishna promised Nanda Maharaj, Drastum Eshyama, we will come back to see you and Mother Yashoda. At the same time, the Lord could not break his promise to Sri Vasudeva, Mother Devaki, to finally spend some time with them after they had suffered for so many years. Therefore, the Lord decided to send his intimate representative to Vrindavan in his place. The question may be asked, why did Krishna not invite Nanda and Yashoda to visit him in Mathura? According to Srila Jiva Goswami, for the Lord to have exchanged loving feelings with Nanda and Yashoda in the same place and at the same time that he was exchanging them with Vasudeva and Devaki would have created an awkward situation in the Lord's pastimes. Thus, Krishna did not invite Nanda Yashoda to stay with him in Mathura. The residents of Vrindavan had their own way of understanding Krishna, and their feelings could not have been appropriately expressed on a regular basis in the kingly atmosphere of Mathura. Sri Uddhava is described in this verse as Buddhi Sattama, the most intelligent, and thus he could expertly pacify the residents of Vrindavan, who were feeling such intense separation from Lord Krishna. Then, upon his return to Mathura, Uddhava will describe to all the members of the Brishni dynasty the extraordinary pure love he had seen in Vrindavan. Indeed, the love the coward men and gopis felt for Krishna was far beyond anything the Lord's other devotees had ever experienced. And by hearing about that love, all the Lord's devotees will increase their faith and devotion. As stated in the third canto by the Lord himself, Nodhavon nuapi manyuna. Uddhava is not even slightly different from me. Resembling Krishna so much, Uddhava was the perfect person to carry out the Lord's mission in Vrindavan. In fact, Sri Hari Vamsa states that Uddhava is the son of Uddhava's brother, Deva Bhaga. Uddhavo Deva Bhagasya Mahabhaga Suto Bhavat. In other words, he's a cousin brother of Sri Krishna's. Omagyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Nyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatalanam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to bring to the attention of devotees again that we should not chant Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo. Prabhupada didn't like it. And I noticed everybody chant everywhere, instead of Rama, Ramo. Prabhupada heard Vishnuyan Swami chanting Ramo, and he stopped him. He said, "Who is this Ramo? I don't know who is this Ramo."
Ramo. Is that what he's saying?
They're saying Ramo? Yeah, it's not Ramo, it's Rama. Rama. It's not an O. So the Bengali sometimes changed the A to O. But Prabhupada was Bengali, and he never chanted Ramo. You hear all his tapes. He chant Rama. There is no O there. Why we don't chant then Krishna? Too. Nobody will. Huh? So if we don't chant Krishna, why we should chant Ramo? This Rama, Rama. The first A is longer than the second. Rama. All right. So here, Krishna is going to send his dearest devotee Uddhava to Vrindavan to pacify the inhabitants of Vrindavan who are feeling acute separation from him. But more than that, is a special blessing on Uddhava to go to Vrindavan, to experience himself directly the extreme intense love of the gopis for Krishna. That was the highest blessing that Uddhava could get from Krishna, to learn how to love Krishna and that intense attraction, very powerful love and separation. At the point of Divyamada, divine madness. I mean, it is said that Prahlad Maharaj is the best of the devotees. Better than him are the Pandavas. Better than the Pandavas are some of the Yadavas. And among the Yadavas, it is considered Uddhava the best. And above Uddhava are the gopis. So, a special, very special mercy of Lord Krishna to send Uddhava to Vrindavan as his messenger. And he even physically resembled Krishna very much. When the gopis saw him, they thought, "Oh, who is this beautiful young boy who resembles so much Krishna? He must be very dear to Krishna to look like him." The same color, the same dress, the same long arms, lotus eyes, very much resemble Krishna. He was his cousin brother. being the son of Vasudeva's brother, Deva Bhaga. So in other place in the Bhagavatam, Krishna tell Uddhava, "You are more dear to me than my son, Lord Brahma. Even more than Shiva, my partial expansion. Even more than Sankarshan, my brother. Or even Lakshmiji, my wife. What to speak? Even you are dearer to me than my own self." So in that way, we have an idea how much Krishna loved Uddhava, that he loved him, you know, above his own self, or his wife, or son, Brahma's Krishna's son. or his partial expansion, Lord Mahadev. So, it's very interesting to, so many details are given about why Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. Why he didn't invite Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj to Mathura? Wasn't that far? They could come very easily. Just take a bullock cart and one day you're there. Krishna didn't do it because it wasn't congenial. The rasas could not get mixed. Because Vasudeva and Devaki, they suffered a lot in the prison house of Kamsa. So he promised them he will spend some time with them because they could not enjoy his childhood pastimes. They suffered because of their love for him. They endured all this misery and suffering in the prison just because they had Krishna as their son. So naturally, Krishna wanted to reciprocate their love and to satisfy their desire to have his association. So, and to invite at the same time Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda will be like an awkward situation, you know. Two pair of parents and with different mood, because different Vrindavan Vasis have different mood in their way to love Krishna than the Mathura Vasis or Dwarka Vasis. There in Vrindavan, they see Krishna as one of their own. I mean, everybody loves Krishna so much in Vrindavan that for them is life itself. The only reason the inhabitants of Vrindavan were still alive was only because of Krishna's promise, "I will return." That's the only reason. Otherwise, they would have died a long time ago. Actually, once Radharani told her dear friend Lalita, "Lalita, I can't bear any longer this separation from Krishna. I can't. I just have to die. Let me embrace a tamal tree, just the same color as Krishna, and let me leave my body here in Vrindavan, and please make my grave here in Vrindavan. And I'm sure as soon as Krishna will hear about my death, he will come immediately. But when he will see me dead, he will be very upset, very sad. So I can't give Krishna any suffering. So I can't die. If my suffering is giving happiness to Krishna, let me suffer eternally." Actually, there is no suffering, so-called suffering. It's another type of ecstasy, not understood by common people. Only devotee can understand that this apparent suffering, being separated from the Lord, is another type of ecstasy, a more intimate ecstasy. Once Prabhupada told the devotees, because he wasn't eating much or talking much for 3 days, and he told them, "I know some of you think I'm sick, but no, this is different. This is not material." So he looked sad, but because he was feeling separation from Krishna, he made him look like that. But that was another type of ecstasy, relished by very pure devotees. I mean, Uddhava, he was feeling so much separation from Krishna after Krishna left this material world. He was praising the demons, he said. "Demons are more fortunate than me, who died seeing Krishna's lotus feet, beautiful smile. They are more fortunate than me. They died seeing the beautiful form of the Lord." I have to remain here feeling a separation. I'm not so fortunate. And what was his feeling when he saw the love of the gopis in Vrindavan? Oh, he was so amazed. He was so overwhelmed with the intensity of their love, their way they love Krishna. I mean, they were so absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, they will imitate them. They will reenact them, you know, between themselves. One of the gopi will play as a demon, as Putana. Another gopi will come as a baby and try to kill her. And they were the weird demon. They will reenact all the pastimes. They were so much absorbed in them. And Uddhava saw the dearest gopi to Krishna, Srimati Radharani, talking to a bumblebee, thinking the bumblebee was a messenger of Krishna. And she was rebuking him and chastising him. You are like your master. You go to one flower, take the nectar from the flower, you leave it and go to another flower. The same way your master is like you. He got tired of us, the gopis. Now he's looking for new girlfriends in Mathura. I'm sure he's having a hard time there because these are not village girls. They are city girls. They are more clever than us. They will not cheat it so easily. I mean, Uddhava was in total ecstasy hearing these amazing talks. He was, and when he left Vrindavan, he was so overwhelmed. He was praying that in my next life I will be born as grass in Vrindavan, so the gopis will step on me as creepers, so they will touch me with their hands. He didn't feel that he was qualified enough to get in that same life the dust of the gopis' lotus feet. He felt, I need to be reborn again as grass to be able to get the dust of their feet on my head. See the humility of great Vaishnavas. So beautiful. And sometimes we find devotees, they think themselves qualified to become manjaris and gopis. That's not the mood of Uddhava. I mean, he's an eternal associate of the Lord. And who was Uddhava in his previous life? Anybody knows? He was one of the Vasus. There are Ashtavasus, eight Vasus in the heavenly planet, demigods. So was he a demigod? No. Actually, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is explained that the same way that Krishna expanded himself in Vaikuntha as Narayan, his eternal associate of Goloka, they also have their own expansions, not only in Vaikuntha, but also in the heavenly planets. When Krishna is going to come to this material world, they first are born, they expand themselves to the heavenly planets as demigods. So those demigods, when Krishna comes to this earth planet, they come to take part in his lila, eternal lila. So these are eternal associates of the Lord. So, for example, Madhumangal, Krishna's Brahman friend, he expanded himself as Narad Muni. And Shridam, Krishna's Radharani's brother, he expanded himself as Garuda. Once Garuda came to know that Krishna was in Vrindavan, so he went to offer his obeisances to Krishna and offer prayers to Krishna and have his darshan. So Garuda asked Krishna, Krishna, you are the same Narayan who I carry, I am his carrier. Krishna said, yes. Do you want to see my four-armed form? And Garuda said, no, I would like to see your 12-armed form. Once Krishna showed the 12-armed form to the 12 months of the year. So Krishna complied, yes, you are my dear devotee, you can see. So he showed 12-armed form to Garuda. So then he asked Garuda, can you please take me, give me a ride to the Yamuna River? And Garuda has to decline, saying, very sorry, my lord, I can't because I'm not allowed to go there. I was cursed. You know by whom? The sage name? Anybody remember? The sage name that cursed Garuda? Huh? Yes, correct. Shaubari Rishi. Shaubari Muni. He cursed Garuda. Because he took one of the, he took the king of the fishes. So the other fishes were sad that their king was taken. So showing some mundane compassion for the fishes, he cursed Garuda. First, he gave him an order. You can't come here again to the Yamuna. And if you come, you will die. So he dared to give an order to an eternal associate of the Lord and to curse him. So out of respect for Shaubari Muni, Garuda will not go there to the Yamuna. But when Garuda left, Shridam told Krishna, Krishna, if you want, I can give you a ride. He assumed the form of Garuda, and Krishna climbed on his back, and he gave him a ride around the Yamuna with his 12-armed form. So there is a temple in Vrindavan called Garu Govind, and there is a deity of Krishna with 12 arms riding on Garuda. Not very known temple. Somewhere hidden. So it is explained in relation to Narad Muni that actually he was a conditioned soul who became liberated. But when he became liberated, when he became Narad Muni, a partial expansion of Madhumangal entered him. And that way he became both an eternal associate of the Lord and a liberated soul who was conditioned. Simultaneously, both things together. That's achintya, inconceivable. So, it is said here also that Uddhava was Buddhisattama, the most intelligent. He was the disciple of Brihaspati, direct disciple of Brihaspati. Now the question may arise, how was he a disciple of Brihaspati? Brihaspati was living in the heavenly planets. So, it could be that he was direct disciple of Brihaspati when he was one of the Vasus in the heavenly planets. That's called philosophical speculation. We are against mental speculation, but sometimes philosophical speculation is allowed. Like, for example, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita said, Rasoham apsu kantiyam, the taste in water. Mental speculation will be, it is or it is not that Krishna is the taste of water. That's mental speculation because you're doubting Krishna's words. But philosophical speculation will be, oh, Krishna is the taste of water. Let me try to understand how is that he is the taste of water. That's allowed. So, Since the eternal associates of the Lord, they never change their consciousness, their Krishna consciousness, not covered. They're always aware of Krishna consciousness from birth. That's the symptom of eternal associate of the Lord. From birth is Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said that. And he also said, I don't remember a moment in my life that I wasn't Krishna conscious. So, although Prabhupada said in relation to the Pandavas, especially to Arjuna and Kunti Devi, that they are never with Krishna in the spiritual world. They're always with Krishna in the material world. They are liberated souls, of course, eternally liberated souls, but their pastimes with Krishna always happen in the material world. And he said that, Prabhupada said in that letter to one devotee that actually Arjuna doesn't have a spiritual body. His body is material. But he's a liberated soul. And he can have simultaneous pastime with Krishna in different universes at the same time. Imagine how powerful is this liberated soul. They can be simultaneously in different universes performing pastimes with Krishna. Because the capital city of the Pandavas is Hastinapur. And Hastinapur is not in Goloka. Sometime they go to Dwarka to visit Krishna there. But they stay some time, then come back to Hastinapur. So, but Sri Uddhava, he lives with Krishna and Dwarka eternally. He's his counselor, personal counselor. Krishna take advice from Uddhava, although he doesn't need it, but still, to show his love and affection for his devotees. Although he's omniscient, he knows everything, past, present, future. But he likes to play like human beings, so sometimes he asks advice from Uddhava, what to do in relation to this or that. And Krishna following his feet is Krishna's desire. He gave the best advice. So, we will, through the chapter, Uddhava visit Vrindavan, we will come to know more details of how he dealt with the inhabitants of Vrindavan, how they welcomed him, the atmosphere he personally experienced in Vrindavan, the question, the conversation he had with Maharaj Nanda and with the gopis. So there is so much to discuss about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. There are two types of pastimes of Krishna. One is called Nitya Lila, eternal pastimes, and the other one is called Naimittika Lila, which means occasional pastimes. Like, for example, killing demons. There are no demons in the spiritual world. So when Krishna wants to fight demon, he comes to the material world. And by killing the demons, they become liberated. Some of them even go to the spiritual world. Like Putana, for example, she became a nurse in Goloka. Or like Agasura, the snake demon. Because Krishna entered his body, he became so purified. Try to imagine, the yogis try to meditate Krishna in their heart, to see Krishna in their heart. But Krishna personally entered the body of Agasur. How much purification he got. So he went to Vaikuntha. Even Kamsa, he went to Vaikuntha. because he meditated on the Krishna's four-armed form at the time of death. He was freed. What about the six brothers of Krishna that Kamsa killed? How is that possible? Krishna allowed his own brothers to be killed by this demon Kamsa. I mean, Krishna could have protected his own brothers from being killed, but there is a reason behind it. The reason that these were six conditioned souls, and in the past life they were demigods in the heavenly planets, and they were the grandsons of Lord Brahma, and they offended Lord Brahma, and because of that offense they fell down and became the sons of Hiranyakashipu. Then they offended Hiranyakashipu too. So he cursed them. In the future, your own father will kill you. So in their next life, they become the sons of another demon called Kalanemi. This Kalanemi, he was killed by Vishnu in a battle between the demigods and the devatas. And that Kalanemi became Kamsa in his next life. So Kamsa was killing his own sons from previous life without his knowledge. But when Krishna freed Vasudeva and Devaki from the prison house, Devaki asked him, please return my children. I didn't have time to show any loving affection for them. So Krishna returned the six children, still small children, to please his mother Devaki. And when she saw the children, she embraced them, and out of motherly love, milk was flowing from her breast. So she was immediately start to feed them. And because when Krishna was taken to Gokula, Devaki, she thought, oh, Krishna may feel thirsty on the way. Let me give him my breast milk. So by drinking that milk became Mahaprasad. So when the six conditioned soul drank that milk from Devaki's breast, they became immediately liberated souls. Instantly, they became pure devotees, liberated souls. See how kind and merciful is Krishna to the fallen souls. Any question, comments? Yes, bro. Please give him the mic. You mean Agasura? Yes, Krishna entered this body. I mean, his friend entered this body thinking it was a cave. So his idea was to swallow Krishna and kill Krishna. So Krishna, in order to save his friends, he entered the body of the demon. Then he expanded himself inside his body and choked him, and his body exploded. And the soul came out of the body and was standing in the sky, waiting until Krishna came out and he entered Krishna's body. But generally speaking, the demons, when they are killed by Krishna, they get the impersonal liberation in the Brahmajyoti. But this Agasur, he went to Vaikuntha because Krishna entered this body. He became so purified by that. So that's the question? Yes.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Maharaj. I was just curious because the way that, you know, you hear sometimes, like the example of, you know, it's like we're all in a material world because we have to rectify this demoniac mentality, you know, like et cetera, go through all this that we go through. Mm-hmm. But then you see situations where, like, Krishna immediately, you know, like Putana becomes his mother. I mean, the most horrible personality you could ever imagine.
Yes.
And she gets elevated to be Krishna's mother. So then it gives me doubts that, do we really need to go through all this?
Don't advise you to become demon. But the thing is, Putana, in her past life, she was Ratnamala, Bali's Maharaj's sister. And when she saw Vamanadev, she felt very strong motherly love for him. She thought, oh, this boy is so beautiful. I wish to have him as my son to feed him with my breast milk. She had very strong feeling toward him in that way as a mother. But when he took the Vishvarupa, universal form, of the two-step, he took over all Bali Maharaj properties, she became angry at him. And she thought, if I have poison, I will poison this boy. So both feelings came together as Putana. But Krishna took only the good side. Okay, she's coming as mother. The evil part I will relinquish.
So is that why we can go out and, you know, give somebody prasadam and you hear all these amazing benedictions they get from just taking a little sweet ball or something?
Actually, Prabhupada said that they should know that they are taking prasad. And they should know the benefit of taking prasad. And they should hear also the holy name. It should not be done like we are doing some mundane philanthropic activity. They should not get that impression. They should know that this is prasad offered to the Lord and they will get spiritual benefit. They should get that message, and chanting will be good also to accompany the distribution of prasad. Prabhupada even said, you don't go to the poor areas only to distribute prasad. He said, that's not right. Prasad, everybody is poor spiritually. So sometime in the movement, sometime devotees try to show that prasad distribution is some kind of mundane philanthropic activity, that we are good people giving poor people food or something. To have just good propaganda or something. But if you repeat something, you end up believing it yourself. So better to say the truth, you know.
So he wants them, it's better if they know and make the effort to you know, take the purification.
Yeah, of course, at least they're aware. They're aware of that. All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
His Holiness Maharaj. Jai.